Far Reeve Sports on Four Star Country. The General, 95.9 FM, the new 101.3 FM, 1580 AM, WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast is sponsored in part by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Now, Bar Reeve Sports on the General.
Good evening, everybody. It is the second game of a back-to-back double weekend for the Bar Reeve Vikings tonight. It's homecoming at Kavanaugh Court, and the Pike Central Chargers come to town to take on Bar Reeve. Good evening, everybody. I'm Mike DeCourcy, joined now by the coach of the Vikings, Josh Thompson. And, Coach, before we talk about the Chargers, you know, a little recap of last night. I thought, you know, as far as, you know, effort and preparation, I thought the kids were really ready to play last night.
Yeah, I thought the kids came out. Their defensive intensity was really good. We mixed up some man. We mixed up some traps. But, you know, Shoals is a pretty good basketball team, and they've proven that by beating some good opponents this year. They beat Southridge, Owen Valley, who's a 3A school, you know, and they played Paoli very tight in the holiday tournament. Paoli's an excellent basketball team. So we knew we had to be ready to play. I really felt like the kids came out and executed the game plan very well. We had some guys, you know, step up like Austin Ainscoe. Had a big night for us with the 21 points, 11 rebounds. Thought Bryson really controlled the basketball very well. Gabe shot it well at times. Didn't shoot it so well at other times, but really guarded. And Keegan did a great job of guarding Tishner down inside and limiting his touches and giving him good looks in the lane. So overall, it was good defensive team effort. I still feel like our ceiling is higher than what we showed last night, but it was a good win and puts us 5-0 in the blue chip. And we've got three more games to win there to win a conference championship now.
Pike Central in town tonight, homecoming. The Chargers, kind of a rebuilding year, and I know this is your first year as far as the Bar Eve Pike Central side of things. But last year, 41-37, the Chargers over Bar Eve. Down at Pike Central, and it was a game where, you know, Bar Reeve played a lot of close games that they were fortunate enough to win. Good execution down the stretch. This is one where, you know, you play with fire and you get burned, and we got burned last year. So I know this is one that the guys really want to pick off and put in the W column.
Absolutely, and you know, I talked about that a little bit this morning in our film session. Scouting report and walkthrough about that game last year. Obviously, this is a different Pike Central team. Nally and Benson and those guys are all gone from last year. They've got a couple guys back from last year's team, and obviously this is an opportunity for us to get one that we lost last year, and I know the guys are pretty fired up about that opportunity.
What have you seen on tape and in person? I know you've done both with Pike Central, obviously, at the Graber Post and with Huddle, but you know, you've seen them live again. What do you take away?
Well, they're a pretty scrappy team, and one of the things that they've changed under Hunter is the tempo, you know, under Coach Roach. And they had a lot of success doing this, but they really played fast and played quick. And, of course, the level of that of athleticism is not where it used to be. But they're running some of the wheel, the five-out stuff, with a lot of shuffle cuts and flare screens and staggers away. And they just continue to run that. So we're going to need to speed them up tonight. The Benson kid's a nice player. I also like the Scott kid, who's their leading scorer. Those two guys are nice players. But we got to force them into situations where they don't want to be comfortable, make them shoot quick, force them into situations and traps where they've got to make some passes that we can get a chance to get deflections and potentially steals and converting in transition offense.
A couple of things we need to do well tonight.
Well, like I already mentioned, I think we got to speed them up, get some steals, score off of our defense a little bit. But then offensively, we talked about how we need to establish ourselves inside out because, you know, they don't have a lot of size. You know, their biggest guys are in the 5'11 to 6'1 range, so that's going to be really key for us tonight.
All right, starters tonight, Coach?
We'll go the same way way that we did last night, the way we have all season. Bryson at the one, Gabe at the two, Isaac at the third guard spot, Austin at the four, and Keegan inside at the five.
All right, Coach, best of luck tonight. Hopefully we're talking to you after victory number 15 for the Vikings.
Hey, thanks a lot, Mike.
All right, Sparty basketball coach Josh Thompson. Vikes getting ready to go tonight here on homecoming, Pike Central in town. We're going to take a two-minute timeout, and when we come back, more of the pregame show. I'll be joined by Bar Eve Athletic Director Aaron Ash. Bar Eve and Pike getting ready. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this two-minute timeout.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, next to Graber Post.
The Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Hello. I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Back at Kavanaugh Court tonight, homecoming, Bar Eve and Pike Central getting ready to go. Bar Eve wins the JV game in convincing fashion. Coach Yoder's troops just marching right along, 66-29 over Pike Central. And the junior varsity version of the Vikings still just one loss on their season, having a very excellent year, and they win. The big news here tonight, homecoming, and congratulations to Marissa Helms, the senior, named the homecoming queen as voted on by her peers at Bar Eve High School. Marissa, the daughter of Chuck and Lana Helms, and just a pretty fantastic human being. And she takes the crown from Anna O'Connor, last year's homecoming winner. So it's already been a big night here at Bar Eve. Joined now by Viking Athletic Director Aaron Ash. Good evening, Coach Ash.
Hey, how are we doing, Michael?
I said big night. We've got a new homecoming queen, and that is one of our faves.
Yes.
Marissa Helms.
Oh, great young lady. Daughter of Chuck and Lana Helms. Marissa's been involved in a lot of different activities here at Bar Eve. Probably one of the more notable ones is she's a member of the 2018 state champion volleyball team.
And yeah, she helped with that new black banner hanging in the rafters.
It's pretty
Coach
up
Ash.
There.
Yeah.
Just a really, really nice girl, though, all around. She's a top-notch Bar Eve student athlete. Just really proud of her, and she's going to do great things as she graduates from Bar Eve here in the next few months and moves on to bigger and better things.
Yeah, certainly. So congratulations to Marissa, also to Coach Eric Yoder's JV. Another excellent effort here tonight. Well, Coach, it was a wild night here last night. The game, I don't think it didn't match the hype or what the crowd was expecting, but the Vikings, a very, very efficient 57-30 win over Shoals. in a gym that was just, I mean, what an atmosphere last night.
No, it was probably the most crowded home game that we've had in probably 7 or 8 years. I mean, the crowd was fantastic. And, you know, you can always tell by the corners.
Yeah.
You know, you look up in the corner sections and there was not a seat to be found last night. So just a great environment, great atmosphere for high school basketball. And, you know, Schultz has a really nice basketball team. Bari really jumped on them early in that first half. Their defense, I thought last night, was very good, very active. Schultz did not shoot the ball very well, and they're better than that. Schultz, you know, I think if you talk to Coach Abel, I'm sure he was really disappointed in the shooting. They play hard, but their shooting was just off last night. And, you know, that changes things whenever you're able to stay in that 1-3-1 trap and get turnovers and speed the game up whenever the other team's not making any shots. But Bari's defense was very good. Guys were active, running the floor. I just thought the chemistry was good on the court. A lot of guys rooting each other on. And I thought it was one of the more complete games that Bari's played in the last couple of years. I just thought they were very good on both ends of the floor.
Well, tonight, Pike Central here at Kavanaugh Court. And tonight's Prescription for Success brought to you by the Prescription Shop on State Street in Washington. And Coach Ash, the Vikings are going to make it a back-to-back double winning weekend. What do we need to do?
Well, I think tempo is the big thing. You know, last weekend at Wood Memorial, it's kind of a similar situation. You go in playing a team that's only won 3 games, and I thought Wood was able to control the tempo and kept the game, you know, in that 40-point range. And you know, I think tonight the big thing is a lot of possessions, get the ball up and down the floor, get control of the game early. That's something against Wood Memorial we did not do. And you let a team hang around, and that's what can happen. You know, you put yourself in a position where you can lose the game. So hopefully we'll get that fixed tonight, and especially coming off of a good win last night.
All right. Well, we're going to go ahead and take a timeout. Starting lineups just around the corner. National anthem, pregame prayer. Getting ready here at Kavanaugh Court. It's Bar Eve, it's Pike Central, it is homecoming. We're going to take a timeout, and when we come back, we will have those starting lineups and the opening tip. Back to Kavanaugh Court right after this.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Daviess County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Bari Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Bari Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelly Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Store.
With the recent snow, we found out really quick how important four-wheel drive can be in the Hoosier State. There's no reason to be stuck this winter with the Start Something New sales event now in full swing at the Washington Chrysler Center. With rebates over $13,500, Washington Chrysler Center has a 2019 Ram 1500 Crew Cab four-wheel drive now priced at just $35,582. There's only one left, maroon in color, fully loaded. This is your next truck. See the sales team today and save like never before during the Start Something New sales event at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Hi, this is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Thompson Insurance has been serving this community since 1963. We promise to work hard to get you the best insurance value for your dollar. Call us today at 812-254-1987 and let one of our knowledgeable agents help you with your insurance needs. Auto Owners Insurance Company offers a paid in full discount when your premiums are paid in full. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in Washington, treating you the way we would want to be treated.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
Blake Wagler Funeral Home is dedicated to making your public, private, religious, secular, or fraternal ceremony as memorable as possible. Ceremonies are a special time for family and friends to pay tribute and say goodbye. Let Blake Wagler Funeral Home guide you as to which options are correct and the most affordable. Call the Blake Wagler Funeral Home at 812-486-2699 to discuss your pre-planned funeral arrangement. Remember that your prepaid funeral contract can be transferred to any funeral home. Blake Wagler Funeral Home in Montgomery. Every life has a story. A proud supporter of Bar Reeves Sports.
Stop by Stop and See in Montgomery for their famous hand-breaded fish sandwiches. Stop and See has a full menu of sandwiches, salads, and all the sides, and much more. We have something for everyone. Take a break today and let Stop and See do the cooking for your family. Stop and See is located on Highway 50 in Montgomery. Call 812-486-3882, and we will have your order ready for pickup. Stop and See is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeves Sports.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused. Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the national tax time blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, starting lineups being introduced right now for Pike Central tonight. They're going to go like this. Ethan Gorby. Gorby, 6 feet and a sophomore. Also tonight, Christian Benson. Benson, 5'11 and a senior. Also in the starting lineup tonight for Pike Central. Yeah, I've lost the numbers here, Coach Ash. So we'll talk about the Chargers here in a little bit. How about that?
Yeah, they've huddled up and we can't see them.
So the Vikings going to go the way that they have went virtually the entire season. Three-guard set, Bryson Graber. Bryson, 6'3 and a sophomore. He's joined in the backcourt tonight by Isaac Wagler. Isaac, 6 feet and a senior. Third guard tonight, Gabe Gladish. Gabe, 6'1 and a senior. Forwards tonight for Bar Reeve, Austin Ainsco. Austin, a big night last night, 22 points, 11 rebounds. Austin, a 6'5 senior. And in the middle, Keegan O'Neill. Keegan, 6'8 and a junior. Vikes coached by Josh Thompson, assisted by Dean Scott, Eric Yoder, Craig Knepp, and Trey Showalter. And the other starters for Pike Central, Austin Holder. Holder, he's 6 feet and a senior. And also out there, we've got number 20. There's no number 20, Coach Ash.
Oh, what in the world?
What
this
the heck?
Not good.
And then Ethan Scott. Scott, 6 feet and a junior. And the Chargers coached by Hunter Elliott.
Number 20.
Well,
we got no name for him, so maybe we'll.
So, tip tonight brought to you by Boyd Grain in.
Okay, Judah Lefko. That's
okay.
Got. So, number 14.
Ainsco going to win it. Isaac Wagler. Bar Reeve going to have the first position. Possession. Looks like Bar Reeve or Pike Central going to go against this man-to-man defense. Keegan O'Neill, layup, no good. Grabs his own rebound. Layup and got it, 2-0.
Yeah, nice job there for Keegan. I think one thing that Keegan's got to work on, that was a situation there where Keegan could have caught it and just drop-stepped and went right up with it. Instead, he caught it, kind of waited a second, spun back to the middle, missed his first shot, but he was able to get his offensive rebound.
And 1-3-1, Pike Central going to throw it in the backcourt, so quickly 2-0. Here comes Barry with it again, Gabe Gladish. Going to go down, shot off the glass. Good job by Gabe avoiding the charge right there. Quickly 4-0, Vikings.
Yeah, it's a good job there. Gabe just went one-on-one, was able to beat his man, and the help was a little late getting there, so nice little pull-up for Gabe.
Benson on the baseline. Got the pass completed, but it's going to lead to a walk. Austin Holder going to walk with it. And Barry going to get it again with a four-point lead.
Good start here. The defense is already has already turned Pike Central over on two straight possessions. It was a 1-3-1 that was very good last night for Barreve as well.
Keegan going to go through everybody again, lay it up and lay it in. 6-0. Good start for the junior.
Yeah, this is exactly the start you wanted to see for Barreve tonight. Out to a 6-0 start, a minute and 15 seconds into the game.
Gladish going to poke one away, but it's going to hit one of the Lady Vikings, or one of the Lady Vikings who are cheerleaders. Barreve going to get it, or Pike Central going to get it, going back against this Barreve 1-3-1. And Bryson Graber going to pick it off. He's going to bounce it over. Keegan, layup, got it. And that's six quick ones for the big man. And Hunter Elliott wants a timeout. It's a 30-second timeout. We'll go ahead and take one, too. 6:25 left, first quarter. 8-0 Vikings. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 30-second timeout.
The Switzer Trooper Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin is proud to serve residents of Davies County and the surrounding communities. Grant Swartz and Trooper and Abby Brown focus on real estate transactions, estate planning and administration, county government, business contracts, and personal injury. With two locations now at 412 East Flora Street in Washington and the corner of Main and Spring Street in Odin. Call 812-254-7268 for professional legal advice today. Swartz and Trooper Brown, attorneys at law, on the case, working hard for
back
you.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, just the start you want here, Coach Ash.
That's exactly what we wanted. Able to turn Pike Central over, three straight possessions, and we've been able to score on each of our first four possessions, 4 for 4. So about as good of a start as you can have. Keegan O'Neill with 6 early points, Gabe Gladish with 2. And all of those points are right around the basket.
So let's see if Pike can get something going against this 1-3-1. It's been hard so far. Ball on the floor. Pike going to pick it back up. And they're finally going to wiggle out of it. Benson's got it down in the middle of the lane. Short jumper. Got it to go. 8-2.
Yeah, and that was a good job. Pike Central kind of scrambled but was able to get it out of that early trap and able to get a shot in the lane.
Bryson Graber quickly into Keegan. That double team came. Keegan kicked it right out. Bryson knocked the three down, 11-2.
Yeah, and those are the threes that are so much easier to shoot. The ball that goes inside and comes out, it just makes your shooters, their percentage is going to go way up whenever the ball can get in the paint and in the lane and then kicked out to him.
Benson a three on the other end, no good. Keegan with a rebound. Here comes Gabe. He wants to run with it. Little floater. He got it to go, but Gabe got himself in the air there, and I think he didn't know what to do with it. There was nobody to pass to, so he shot it and made it.
Yeah, Gabe was trying to get to the rim, and the defense did a nice job of stopping him, and Gabe was kind of stuck there and had to throw it up, and fortunately for the Vikings, was able to get it to go.
Another block shot by Barreve on the other end. Really a nuisance. Vikings back in that 1-3-1. Three up from the corner is no good. Keegan with a rebound. Gets it off to Gabe. Barreve wants to run with it. Going to hit Isaac in the corner. Isaac couldn't quite pull the trigger on it. Ainsco with his first touch on offense. He's going to go through everybody, and Austin going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two. Tell you what, Keegan's had a good start, not only making buckets, but he's had a couple good finds passing the basketball.
Yes, he has. Really good start for Keegan. Like you said, he's scored 3 times. He's had the chance around the basket, but he's also made some really nice passes, and the ball has moved very well so far for Barreve.
So Austin at the line. First one is going to be short.
Austin had a nice throwdown for homecoming.
Yes, Michael. He did. Yes, he did.
Very impressive.
We won't talk about the other one.
No, didn't happen.
didn't count anyway.
Also with a nice, nice game last night. Played really well.
And Ainsco going to leave the second one short. So 13-2. And Gladish going to tip one out of bounds. Vikings going to stay in that 1-3-1.
Vikings are just so long. They've got long arms, and this defense has really become a weapon for Coach Thompson.
Pike Central with it stuck on the sideline, almost another turnover. Benson going to get through everybody. Ainsco going to block it. Keegan going to pick up the rebound, get it ahead to Gladish. Gabe going to set for a three. Swish. 16-2. He had Isaac streaking, and they had a defender that ran right in front of him. And basically, Gabe traded two for three right there. Ball on the floor. Ainsco with another deflection. Nice. And there's going to be a charge as Gabe Gladish going to stand in and take the hit from Ethan Gorby. 16-2. Vikings. 4 minutes into the game. Ainsco with it out high. Bryson down to Keegan, and they're going to get Keegan evidently with a clear out.
You know, one thing that Keegan has been called for several fouls on in so many different ways this year. It's got to be frustrated for
he
him.
Had,
but,
he had know, that thing sealed. It was going to
yeah,
be a layup.
Yeah, he
I
did.
Mean, it was done.
You know, one thing he's going to have to do maybe, I don't know, in the offseason or what you want to do, but go back and watch some of these game films and go through and watch those fouls. You know, maybe he can get something figured out. Or maybe just hit the body position and just learn from some of these mistakes that officials are nailing him on. That should have been an over and a back.
Yeah,
right?
That's what I thought. Vikings still in that 1-3-1. And Gladish going to get a reach right there. And he almost had a steal.
Yeah, Gabe was in good position there. He just kind of slapped at the ball instead of shutting him off, keeping his hands out.
Slapping up instead of slapping down.
A lot of times the guys that are in that trap are the ones that are going to set up a turnover for one of their teammates.
Murray's still 1-3-1. Benson going to put a three up. Got it. 16-5.
Benson has all five of Pike Central's points.
Isaac Wagler out to Gabe. Ainsco, little jump hook, rolls off the rim, no good. Here comes Pike Central with it. Benson, little runner, and he got it to go, 16-7. So after that 16-2 start, Pike with five in a row here.
Nice pass by Isaac Wagler there.
Good job by Keegan. He had a seal, and then he kind of couldn't get it, went and reversed that seal, laid it up and in, 18-7.
Yep. Nice job. Keegan caught it. No dribble, no spin. Went right up and scored. Murray's got such a size advantage tonight, and that's where Keegan and Austin have a chance to have a good game inside.
And Hayden Cabert going to get one to go off the glass bar. He just got a deflection about every trip down. Just couldn't pick it up, so 18-9. Bryson Graber, directing traffic. Keegan with it in the post again. He's going to spin on the baseline, kick it out. Bryson, little floater, got it. 20-9.
Bryson realized there was a mismatch with Keegan and just kind of cleared everybody out and got Keegan in the post. Threw it in there and then kind of double team and got it right back to Bryson for a little runner. Just smart basketball.
Gabrick's got it for Pike Central. They're going to throw it to backcourt, and Bryson Graber going to pick it up. He's going to go around everybody, lay it up and in. That's a modified Euro step, 22-9.
That's a tough angle on the bank, too. He's able to get it to go.
And Pike Central going to miss a chance in at the rim. Here comes Isaac Wagler. Isaac. Over to Ainsco. Austin going to set for three. Short.
Austin's been short on two of his free throws and his three-point attempt tonight.
He'll get warmed up. Benson.
That's those double weekend legs.
Ball on the floor. Ainsco going to pick it up. Get it to Bryson. Bryson probably got fouled there. It's going to be poked away. They're going to call a jump ball. Bryson's going to the official and say, poked away because I got hit.
And we're very fortunate that Keegan O'Neill didn't get hit with his second foul there, too. A little overly aggressive there on the rebound.
So 22-9. We're under a minute, 57 seconds. Vikings going man-to-man this time. And Pike Central just going to dribble it out of bounds. Good defense by Gladys. Going to force Benson to put it on the floor. And with 46.5, let's see if Barive tries to get the last shot of the quarter.
I think they've got a set called here.
Okay. Back cut. Gabe Gladys right. Layup. Got it. Good pass by Bryson. Good finish by Gabe. 24-9.
Nice little set called there. Got a nice reverse layup by Gladish.
Gladish going to poke one out of bounds.
Well, he is getting his hand on a lot of passes. Really anticipating the angle that the Pike Central guy is going to throw it. He's done a nice job. They deflect out of bounds, but still those deflections get in the heads of those offensive players.
Benson with it again in the lane. His shot going to be partially blocked by Keegan. Ainsco going to grab the rebound, and here we go with 15 seconds. Bryson Graber. We're at 10. Bryson going to back it out. Little lob play down to Keegan. Keegan going to be fouled. And he's going to go to the line to shoot two with 2.1. Good job by Bryson, kind of looking the defense off. Double team got there, but they got there just in time to foul Keegan.
Yeah, it was a really good job. Just a 1-4 low set. Let Bryson break his man down and make someone else commit to him. And it was Keegan's man that kind of got watching Bryson, and just an easy pass for Bryson, and Keegan got fouled.
Keegan's first free throw is long. He'll have another one. Got that one. 25-9, 2.1. Pike going to get it in. Benson going to fire one and hit the rafters, and that's going to do it. At the end of one on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, all Vikings, 25-9. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleberg Road, next to Graber Post.
The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruitton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barre Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruittonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruitton Club is proud to back the Barre Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Ruitton Club.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 25-9. Vikings on top. Will be Barre basketball. Hagen Knepp, Quentin Yoder into the game. Keegan going to get a break. Austin Ainsco going to get a break.
Keegan O'Neill with 9 first quarter points. Gabe Gladish with 9 first quarter points. And Bryson Graber with 7 first quarter points. So those three guys combined for the 25.
And Barre trying a lob play, and they're going to it's going to go off the hands of Quentin Yoder, and then Quentin going to run into somebody, so that's going to give it right back to Pike Central.
Barre back in the 1-3-1 trap with Hagen O'Neill at the point.
Hagen in that 1-3-1. Three going to be put up by Benson. No good. Ball on the floor. Gabe Gladish out quickly. Little stutter step on the baseline. Gabe going to be fouled. Barry going to get it underneath.
That's a good job by Barry pushing the ball up the floor. Gladish got bumped out of bounds. Saved a layup because he made a nice little pass to Hagen Knepp. That was going to be a wide open layup for Barry.
On the inbounds, Isaac Wagler's got it. Going to reverse course. Quinton's got it. Out to Bryson. Barry going to reset now. Quentin Yoder, bad angle there, gets stuck. Back to Bryson. Bryson going to go in the lane. Little floater, no good. Pike Central going to grab the rebound. It's two trips, nothing to show for it yet. 25-9. Vikings man-to-man on this possession. Austin Holder with the basketball. He's guarded by Hagen Knepp. Pike Central just trying to find something going to the basket here. Ball going to be on the floor. Isaac Wagler going to pick it up. Isaac, left-hand layup, no good. Quentin Yoder going to pick it up. Going to miss it, but he's going to go to the line to shoot two.
That was a good job by Quentin, running the floor really hard. Isaac couldn't get the left-hand layup to go. It was very much contested, but Quentin followed the layup, able to get an offensive rebound and a foul going back up strong. Let's see if Quentin can knock these free throws down. He's struggled a tad bit here lately at the free throw line. Did a really good job last year shooting free throws for Barry.
Got that one to go, 26-9. Ains go back in. Bryson going to get his first break. Quentin's second free throw. Got that one as well, 27-9. Bikes back 1-3-1 here.
Barry trying to keep this tempo up. Scored 25 in the first quarter. You like to keep that momentum going.
So Vikings in that 1-3-1. Mario Fields with it. Gladish going to poke it out of bounds. Just couldn't quite squeeze it. So Barry going to get it on the baseline.
And he almost picked that pass off. Barry going to be man out of bounds here. Nice little out of bounds set by Pike Central.
It's going to be an air ball. Here comes Gabe Gladish. Gabe over to Ainsco. Back to Gabe. Gabe from Offordsville bounces in. 30-9.
That was behind the red line and in the black.
It was in the black.
Yes, it was.
So 30-9. I'll measure that after the game, Ash.
Well, whenever you're up 27-9, and that's the time to do it, I guess.
Barry still 1-3-1. Holder down on the baseline. His shot no good. Pike Central going to save it, however. Fields' shot no good. Here comes Barry on the run. Isaac, crossover dribble. Quentin going to go in through everybody. Layup no good. Quentin's got to lose that shot fake.
Yeah. Keegan O'Neill going to check back in the next whistle.
So 30-9, just under 5 minutes left here, second quarter. Some good games in the area tonight. I think the Hatchets. Hagen Knepp going to foul Benson. Benson going to go to the line to shoot two. Washington and Southridge playing tonight.
That will be a really good basketball game.
Certainly what could be a sectional preview. And free throw is in and good.
It's Christian Benson's eighth point tonight. He's got 8 of the 10. Had a nice ball game tonight.
He's going to miss the second one. Gabe going to rush in for the rebound. Isaac Hagen. Gladish has it out in the center circle. Going to get a high ball screen. Go down off the glass. No good. Gabe's got to get on balance right there. And there, Keegan going to stand in and take a charge. as Benson going to run him over.
Keegan didn't get squared up, but I tell you what he did. He got to the spot, and he stood his ground, and Benson still went into him. That's going to be his first foul. Team sixth foul. Or he would be in the bonus the last 4 minutes and 21 seconds.
Bryson Graber back in. Isaac going to get his first break of the night. There's Keegan. Keegan going to be fouled. And that'll send Keegan back to the free throw line to shoot a pair.
That was good. That ball was thrown into the post. Keegan turned, went up.
That's Hagen. That's something he can really do as a freshman. Can really pass the ball.
Yeah, that was a nice entry feed.
Keegan's free throw is good.
The timing of it was really good. When Keegan got that post seal, the ball was right there. He didn't have to hold his man off for very long.
Keegan's got one more. Got them both, 32-10. Likes by 22.
Murray now going to drop into a 1-2-2 half-court trap. Mix it up a little bit.
Ball on the floor. Hagen going to pick it up. Get it ahead to Gladish. Gladish layup, got it.
A nice job by Barry on the steal. And Hagen Nett got the ball to Gabe, who was running down the floor, running hard. Good job.
Ball going to hit Keegan O'Neal in the face. Does that count as a deflection? Bryson going to pick it up anyway.
I don't know. It looked like it hit a Pike Central player in the face, too.
Bryson's got it. Gabe going to launch another red liner. No good. Keegan going to pick it up, lay it in. Josh Thompson looks at Gabe and says, no more.
Yeah, get yourself in a little bit.
36-10.
Especially tonight, you're going to get yourself those opportunities.
Three going to be put up. No good by Holder. Here comes Bryson Graber. Bryson over to Ainsco. Ainsco sets for three. Got it. 39-10.
This is clicking on all cylinders right here. Ball movement's pretty good. Guys being aggressive offensively and defensively.
Almost another steal. Gabe really been active. On the floor, here comes Hagen with it. Hagen, right hand, got it, 41-10. And Pike Central has seen enough, and the Vikings have blown it open. Timeout, Pike Central. It's a full on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. All Vikings, 41-10, 2:41 left, second quarter. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this one-minute timeout.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalo, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
January is all about Jeeps at the Washington Chrysler Center as Jeep Days are back in full swing with great savings on all Jeep models. Choose from a large selection of new 2019 Jeep Grand Cherokees arriving daily, the hottest seller on the block. Or how about the 2018 Jeep Renegade loaded with all the bells and whistles as low as $21,199? The new 2019 Jeep Latitude starts at $22,458, an unbelievable year-end clearance savings on all Jeep Wranglers. Jump on board and hold on in a new Jeep during Jeep Days in January at the Washington Chrysler Center, downtown Washington.
Coming into the season, Coach Ash, we've wanted the Viking big dogs, last season's leading scorers, Keegan O'Neal and Gabe Gladish, to do it night after night. Of course, Austin Ainsco stepped up. Isaac Wagler has stepped up. Bryson scored more tonight, first half. Keegan and Gabe are really doing the work.
Yeah, they are. Murray's been so balanced this year, and that's where, you know, Gabe and Keegan haven't had to do as much, and there's going to be nights where they're going to be called upon to really have to put the ball in the basket for Bar Reeve.
And Keegan going to get called for a travel.
I don't think that was a travel.
I don't think it was either.
He did a nice job spinning out of the double team, and the pivot foot was still there. The whistle blew, and I think they just got stuck thinking that travel was going to happen.
Ball going to be deflected. Keegan going to pick it up. Here comes Bryson. Hagen goes off the glass and just short-armed it.
Yeah, he did. he didn't know where he was on the floor. He was a little bit farther out than I think he believed he was.
And we're going to have a foul coming back the other way. 32, that's Ainsco. And Austin's first or second. Quentin going to get him.
Oh, Mike, they're using our new,
yes,
they're
out.
New floor mop.
What is that thing called?
I don't know what it's called. It's got a name on the top of it, but it is supposed to be phenomenal. Instead of throwing those wet towels out there and not getting the job done, we are set. We just need little, we need to get our little elementary kids or somebody to be ready to do that. Junior high, maybe.
Yeah,
a couple
seats, yeah,
down there on the baseline.
I tell you who I'm going to hire. Dane DeCourcy will do that.
Oh,
he
great.
Can't just sit,
yeah,
still. He's got to have a task.
Yes.
Amber put him to work in the concession
he
stand.
He did great
last night.
I saw that, yes.
So maybe that could be his job. It's a couple of those sixth grade guys. Pike Central with it down on the baseline. They're going to skip it through. Benson going to set for three. No good. Keegan with another rebound. Here comes Bryson. Hagan going to get caught for a second. Going to spin out of it. No good. Quentin Yoder going to be fouled. Go to the line to shoot two.
Quentin was the last guy down here on our end of the floor. Sprinted all the way down and was able to get himself inside to get that offensive rebound.
So Q at the line. Got the first, 42-10. And he'll have one more. Quentin second. Got them both, 43-10.
Quentin 4-for-4 from the free throw line tonight for 4 points.
Vikings still in that 1-2-2. Ball going to be kicked out of bounds. And I know that this defense wasn't necessarily effective last week when we saw it at Wood Memorial. And talking to the coaches, I think a lot of what they were disappointed in wasn't necessarily the 1-2-2 itself. It was the effort in it.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
It certainly looks a lot better tonight.
Yes, it does.
Three up, no good. Bryson with a rebound. Bryson, Jensen Whitmer. Hagan Knepp in the corner. Hagan going to set for three. Got it. 46-10.
And that was just good ball movement. Bryson got it to Jensen up the floor. Jensen had it inside, kicked it out to Hagan. Just really good ball movement.
And they're going to get a foul on Hagan. That time reaching across the body. That's going to be team foul number 6. All Vikings here, 46-10. Oh, there's Perry behind us.
We got the Hagan Knepp fan club.
Whoa!
Behind us up here.
That's Perry Knepp right behind us. Thank God for Pam, right?
Yes.
Vikes man-to-man here. Coming up on 30 seconds left in the half.
It's Hagan's second foul. Hagan's got to be smart here not to pick a third one up in the last 30 seconds.
And Quentin going to beat everybody back. Tip it away. Keegan going to pick it up. And with 20 seconds left, Bryson going to get it. So Bar-Eve going to get the last shot of the half here. We're under 10. Here goes Bryson. And he's going to be fouled. They're going to call an offensive foul.
What was that?
The ref thinking that Bryson grabbed himself is the only thing I can explain. Even the other officials are asking the official,
nobody
dude,
knows.
What did you call?
Nobody knows what that was.
That shouldn't be free throws because he didn't have the possession.
There's,
yeah.
Are they saying that he did not have possession of the ball and then grabbed the Pike Central player?
Even then, Pike Central wouldn't have had possession.
No.
So there's no free throw.
There we go. They've got it right. Okay, there we go. So we're going to get a team control foul. And even at that, I don't.
Yeah.
If anything, I thought they might call it carry.
Yeah, a carry was honestly probably the call that
should
have been made. So Pike Central with it in the backcourt. Benson going to float one up at the buzzer and got it to go. Well, that's going to end the bleeding for the Chargers, at least momentarily. At halftime on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard, all Vikings, 46-13. Halftime tonight brought to you by the Montgomery Medical Associates, Dr. Merle Holzapfel, located across the street from Bar Eve High School. 46-13, Vikings over the Chargers. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 3-minute timeout.
A&R Home Center in Washington is your local home improvement headquarters. Hi, this is Shelley Wagler, owner of A&R. We carry everything you'll need for your home improvement projects year-round. We offer a pleasant store experience, and our team has a desire to make your experience at A&R the best one possible. Our people, our service, our hometown values. That's what sets us apart. Stop by A&R Home Center, your home improvement headquarters, for everything home and a little more.
At Thompson Insurance, we make it easy, fast, and reliable. Make payments, changes to your policy, and get answers to your questions in a friendly and reliable atmosphere. Your local Hastings Mutual Insurance agent offers a full-service, independent agency experience. This is Rita at Thompson Insurance. Give me a call at 812-254-1987. I'm ready to help you find the right coverage for you at the best value. We specialize in farm, business, and personal insurance. Thompson Insurance on Main Street in downtown Washington.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Helena in Montgomery reminds you now's the time to start making plans for the 2019 growing season. See Brad, Trailer, and the team at Helena to work ahead now. Plan ahead so you'll be ready to dive in with the new season. Fertilizer, chemicals, seed. With the perfect chemical program to make sure you're ready this spring, Helena will give you that jump start you need for a successful growing season. Prepay now and save money. See the pre-planning team at Helena in Montgomery today.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
The Landmark Surveying Company in Washington is proud to offer professional service in the field with land surveyors and consultants performing boundary surveys, land title surveys, surveyor location reports, subdivision design, site planning, general land consulting, and more. Give Dennis or Darren a call to set up an appointment for your surveying estimate at 257-0950. The Landmark Surveying Company, 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, all Vikings in the first half. Pike Central with a late three just ahead of the buzzer. But that cut it to 46-13. All Vikings, Bar Eve by 33 here at halftime, Aaron Ash.
And we'll start with the Pike Central Chargers scoring. They were led by Christian Benson. He had 11 of the Chargers' 13 points. He had 2 3-point field goals, 2 2-point field goals, 1 of 2 from the free throw line for his 11 points. 2 points for Hayden Kabrick. He had 1 2-point field goal, and that is the 13 points for the Chargers. For the Bari Vikings, they had 46 points. They were led by senior Gabe Gladish. He had 14 first-half points. He had 2 3-point field goals. He had 4 2-point field goals. Keegan O'Neill with 13 points. He had 5 2-point field goals and 3 of 4 from the free throw line for Keegan. Bryson Graber with 7 first-half points, 1 3-point field goal. 2 2-point field goals for Bryson. 5 points for Hagen Knapp. 1 3-point field goal. 1 2-point field goal for Hagen. 4 points for Quentin Yoder. He was 4 of 4 from the free throw line. And 3 points for Austin Ainsco. He had 1 3-point field goal. He was also 0 of 2 from the free throw line. So again, Gabe with 14, Keegan with 13, Bryson with 7, Hagen with 5, Quentin with 4, and Austin with 3. Quarter scoring, Barib jumped out to a 25-9 first quarter lead. They extended that lead by outscoring Pike Central 21-4 in the second quarter for a 46-13 halftime lead.
Well, all Vikings, this thing's over. What do you want to see in the third quarter and beyond?
Well, I want to see a third quarter just like the first two. I think you keep your guys out there. You get some momentum. It's been a really good weekend. So I think that third quarter, I think Coach Thompson's going to play it pretty much like he has played the first two. You might get out of your trap. You might go back to man-to-man and still try to play good, solid basketball playing man-to-man and still running the floor. But I think you're still going to see the Vikings keep the tempo up, and you're going to want to see a good third quarter. And then after that third quarter, you're going to start to see some mass substitutions. Double weekend back-to-back, all these guys have played a lot of minutes this weekend. So I think this third quarter, you would really like to see that momentum go the same direction that we had the first half.
Yep, I think you are right on the money, and I think – as Coach Thompson said, he wants full games, not just quarters. And I think full game number one was pretty much last night. And it's been a full two quarters right here. And sometimes you need a wake-up call in a season. There's a lot of people that say sometimes you may even need a loss. Well, I don't think it took a loss last weekend to realize that if Barib doesn't play clean, efficient basketball, anybody can step up and pop you on any given night. And for the record, this is a Pike Central team that turned around and beat Wood Memorial just a couple of weeks ago. So,
yeah. No, and Barib just has dominated from start to finish in that first half. And, Coach Thompson's going to be really happy when he watches the game film. Barib did a really, really good job on both ends of the floor. I thought the ball movement, guys moving the ball around the perimeter, inside, outside. The ball movement's been really good. Guys making an extra pass, and it's just been a really good first half.
All right. 46-13, back for the second half after this three-minute timeout.
Brighten up your day with chuckles. Get more of what you're looking for.
Don't let the winter road salt and sand get the best of your car's paint job. Swing into Chuckles Convenience Stores and shine up your ride with Sparkles Car Wash. It's touchless, and it gets the job done. Fill up with gas and receive a discount for a car wash today at your neighborhood Chuckles Convenience Store.
You're gonna like our style.
Like our style.
Chuckles Convenience Stores.
Montgomery Medical Associates offering hometown medical care for the entire family. Flu season is upon us. Get your flu shots now at Montgomery Medical. No appointment needed. Office hours are Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Dr. Merle Hallzapple and staff want the Vikings to have a healthy and injury-free game. Doc says there's no cure for the Viking fever. For an appointment, call 812-486-2842. Go Vikings!
The Vikings are working hard to achieve their dreams and goals. You dream of someday enjoying a relaxing retirement? Saving now affects the lifestyle you'll be able to have in the future. This is Alex Knepp, your local financial advisor with German American. I specialize in developing plans to help you meet your dreams and goals. Invest with the name you know and trust. Call today at 254-5909 or stop by and see me in Washington or Lagodi. And good luck to all Viking teams.
It's national tax time, and Bill Dobson Ford is having a national tax time blowout. All used inventory is drastically reduced. No gimmicks, no tricks, no hidden fees. No reasonable offer refused.
Payments start as low as $88 per month. Drive one and save during the National Tax Time Blowout at Bill Dobson Ford in downtown Washington, or shop 24/7 at BillDobson.com. You'll see why their customers say a Dobson deal is a better deal.
JJ's Concrete, next to Graber Post on the Oden-Kettleburg Road, offers concrete, color concrete, fill dirt, all types of rock, concrete blocks, and mortar sand. JJ's is ready to help add beauty to your home or business. Concrete driveways and sidewalks add value to your home while making you the talk of the neighborhood. For residential or commercial concrete work, give JJ's Concrete a call at 636-0173. That's 636-0173. JJ's Concrete, building a strong foundation on the Oden-Kettleburg Road next to Graber Post.
Landmark Surveying Company has offered professional land surveying services to southwestern Indiana for nearly 15 years. With a broad base of experience in land development and boundary surveying that spans industrial, commercial, and residential applications, but specialize in meeting the specific needs of their clients. So if you're looking to divide a large tract for commercial purposes or just sell an acre lot to a neighbor, call Landmark Surveying Company at 257-0950 and ask for Darren or Dennis Helms. That's Landmark Surveying at 15 Northeast 3rd Street in Washington. Call 257-0950.
Second half getting ready to get underway. Original five starters on the floor for the Vikes. And Pike Central with the basketball.
Murray going man-to-man here. I thought they would probably come out this third quarter and get some good time here to go man-to-man and work on some basic defensive principles in that man half-court offense or half-court defense.
So Pike with it. Fields, he's going to fire a three. It's going to be short. Isaac going to grab it. Here comes Barrie. Ainsco going to spin it back. He was on the right side. Bryson's got it. Barrie going to try to get some early offense here. Bryson back in the center circle. And good curl by Isaac, and he blew the layup. So wide open. Great first set. And just had it in the lane and missed it.
Well, Isaac's really upset with himself.
Yeah, he was too wide open there.
He was. He tried to kind of lay it over the front of the rim. Probably could have taken one more dribble to get himself in a little better position. But.
And three is up and good by Judah Lethko, and it's a 30-point game, 46-16.
Good pass by Gabe.
And Keegan, just too deep that time, lays it in, 48-16.
He did a nice job. He worked trying to get the post up with the ball on the wing when Isaac had it. Isaac threw it to the top, and he held that post position, did a really good job, and Gabe was able to find him inside.
Another three put up, no good. That was by Benson. Here comes Bryson with it. Keegan with another board. Ainsco going to set for three from the corner. No good. Going to bounce over the backboard. 48-16, Vikings. Barry man-to-man.
Good switch there. Gabe and Isaac switched on that screen. They're going to switch back.
Fields has it. 2 minutes gone. Another three going to be put up. That one going to be an air ball by Ethan Scott. Mike's going to get it back with a 32-point lead. Isaac Wagler, Bryson Graber. And Keegan going to spin on everybody, lay it up and in. And I think Keegan had that guy felt out right there. He really knew what direction he was going to go. Spun back.
He's been much more decisive tonight when he catches the ball. He knows what he wants to do with it. He's feeling the defense better. Having a really nice ball game on both ends of the floor.
Kabrick going to launch a three on the other end. No good. Isaac with a rebound. Isaac looking down. Ainsco back out. Bryson going to set for another three. Got it again. 53-16. Inside out. That's what Coach Thompson talked about on the pregame show. That's Isaac getting the ball up the floor. Austin with good post position. Threw it into Austin. Got double teamed. And Austin did a great job kicking it out to Bryce. And it was wide open for a three. Just good ball movement. Good unselfish basketball.
Long two going to be put up. No good. Rebounded by Isaac. Gets it off to Bryson. Gladish. Gabe going to set for a three. Long. But tap back. Ainsco. Keegan with it now. And there's Isaac. Layup. Got it. Good basket cut right there by Isaac. 55-16.
And again, a nice pass by Keegan. Just making that extra pass tonight. Look.
Keegan and Isaac really have a good, they just have a good connection. They kind of know when to play off each other. Another wild shot. And another charge. Keegan O'Neill. Mario Fields way out of control. Keegan saw it coming from a mile away, and I know Keegan's bigger than everybody on the floor. When you know you're going to get barrel rolled, that's never an easy thing to do.
No, it's not. He did a good job, though. So there, that's the second charge he's taken tonight.
Timeout,
really, really good ball game.
Timeout Pike Central on the JJ's Concrete scoreboard. 55-16, all Vikings. Back to Kavanaugh Court in 30 seconds.
Hello, I'm Doug Bubalow, your local Washington Edward Jones financial advisor. Financial investments are very important, but so are the investments of time, patience, and encouragement our young athletes receive from their coaches, teachers, and mentors. That's why Edward Jones is a proud sponsor of Bar Reeve Vikings on WAMW. Call 812-257-1987 or stop by my office at 2000 East National Highway in Washington for all your investment needs. Edward Jones, Making Sense of Investing, member SIPC.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 55-16.
Yeah, the popcorn's great tonight, by the way.
Chad Ballingy wants a shout-out. Should we give him one?
No. Why isn't he here?
Oh, they're off in Indianapolis playing volleyball.
Okay, well, I'll give him that. Sorry, Chad. We'll give you a shout-out.
Yeah, he sent some despondent text messages today. I guess they lost the game or something. So, basically, life is over as we know
it. It's January, Chad. She's still a state champion in our book.
55-16. Isaac Wagler going to get through everybody. Lay it up and in. 57-16.
Man, this is clicking on all cylinders, Mike, and it's really working the way I think Coach Thompson's wanting it to. They've come out this third quarter, played really well. Be able to get some minutes for some other guys here coming up.
Shot going to be blocked. Bryson going to come away with it. He's going to find Gabe. And Gabe going to step out of bounds as he was trying to come up with that, kind of a rhythm catch right there where he'd be stepping in, stepped on the sideline.
And that's where Gabe's got to get a little closer to the line, get himself up a little bit tighter on that three-point line. He doesn't have to be 3-4 feet behind the line every time.
So Quentin Yoder in, Keegan going to take a seat. Fields going to fire a three. Got one to go. 57-19.
It's Fields' first points tonight.
Bryson. Ainsco. In the lane. Little hook. No good. A battle for it. Now there's going to be a tie-up. Mario going to get it on the baseline. Austin had that one roll out.
Had a good look at it. Just couldn't get it to fall.
So on the inbounds, Ainsco. Vikings tried to get a slip right there. Isaac Wagler. Quentin Yoder going to lay it up and in. Isaac kind of lost it going up, picked it up. Quentin going to lay it up and in.
59-19.
Benson. Going to try to get around the corner. Off the glass, no good. Made a good move right there. Here comes Isaac with it. Bryson. Going to get a high ball screen. Quentin Yoder along to swish. Got an 18-footer, 61-19.
That's Quentin's 8th point tonight. He's had a nice ball game. Barry's still in the half-court man-to-man defense.
2 minutes left here, third quarter. Ball almost poked away. Another three put up, no good. Haynes go with a rebound. Bryson going to run it ahead. Little step through, lays it up and in, 63-19.
That's Bryson's 12th point tonight. He's had a really nice ball game.
Yeah, he has.
I'll tell you what, all the Vikings have had a really good night tonight. It's going to cap off a really good weekend for Bar Reeve.
Field's going to drive into Quentin Yoder, get called for a Quentin's going to get called for a block.
That was good defense, really, by Quentin. Just about a quarter of a step slow to get that charge, but he did a good job really trying to slide over, not just letting him drive around.
Some subs in. Jensen Whitmer. Keyshawn Whitmer. Hagen Knepp in. Austin going to sit down. Isaac going to sit down. Bryson going to sit down. Another block shot. Keyshawn going to grab it. Get it ahead to Hagen. Gabe Gladish. He's going to be fouled. He's going to go to the line to shoot two.
He got fouled the first time. He got the ball right back. And he got hammered the second time again. So we'll get a couple free throws.
63-19. Minute left here. Third quarter. All Vikings. Gabriel at the line, rolls the first one in, 64-19. Gabe second, got them both, 65-19.
It's Gabe's 16th point tonight. He had 14 and a half. There's only 2 points here in this third quarter.
Jensen Whitmer going to block a shot on the other end. Get it off to Keyshawn. 50 seconds left in the quarter. Keyshawn.
Keyshawn's going to get a 5 second cut. He's going to get going to the basket.
Quentin had a curling Gabe there for a second. I think this is a situation where Bar Eve, they could get a shot, but they're going to try to get the last shot and have a good end of quarter possession.
Yes.
It's an area of the game that you can work on right now, Coach Ash.
Yep, take care of the basketball.
Keyshawn's got it in the center circle. Out to Gabe. We're at 15. Keyshawn down to Quentin. Quentin going to have it poked away. Pike Central going to pick it up. Hagen going to race back, tap it away. Keyshawn going to fire one from beyond half court, that's so good. At the end of three quarters, on the JJ's concrete scoreboard, all Vikings, 65-19. Back to Kavanaugh Court after this 1 minute timeout.
Before ordering your prescription by mail, ask yourself these questions. How will I know if I'm using my prescription properly? How long will I wait if my prescription is lost or stolen? The fact is, at the prescription shop in Washington, they know you. They keep a complete record of all your prescriptions, alerting the pharmacist to potential drug, allergic, and food interaction. When you mail order, you sacrifice this personal touch. The prescription shop is proud to be your hometown local pharmacy on State Street in Washington. Call 812-254-7666.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, all Vikings, Coach Ash.
Been a great homecoming basketball game. We got a crowned our queen, Marissa Helms. And the Vikings have taken control of this game. In the first minute and a half of the basketball game, it was over. And Bar Eve has continued to play good basketball. 65-19 as we enter this fourth quarter. Hagen Knepp, Quentin Yoder, Jensen Whitmer, Keyshawn Whitmer, and Keegan O'Neill on the floor right now for the Vikings.
I'd say you'll see Keegan get a couple of more minutes here. 65-19. And Quentin Yoder going to block a shot.
Mike, we got a homecoming dance tonight
from Ethan Gorby. I don't know. I don't have a date. Is Mandy going with you?
Heavens, no, I'm not going.
Oh.
This is a Jeff Doyle special tonight.
He's the one that evidently agreed to it.
He did. He's supposed to be the one chaperoning tonight. So
long three up
we'll
and
see if he, we'll see if he shows up.
By Ethan Scott, 65-22. Now, where is Mr. Doyle? He's got at an event for his wife tonight.
I believe so, yeah, in Evansville.
Keegan in the middle of the lane. His shot no good. Rebounded by Pike Central.
Keegan lost a shoe.
Uh-oh.
That is a big shoe out there.
That's a big shoe. Pike going to fire another three. Short. They're going to pick up their own long rebound, however. That jumper going to be no good. Here comes Hagen Knepp.
They finally got that shoe kicked out of the way.
Jensen's three, no good. And they're going to get a foul on Keegan O'Neill over the back.
Keegan's going to get that shoe back on. He's ready to go now.
Second foul on Keegan. Two fouls on each team.
How about that student section? We got Jordan Graber standing, Tristan Graber standing, Colton Smith standing over there. That's the only Viking fans that are still standing and trying to lead our cheer block over there.
That's some leaders. Ethan Scott going to be fouled on a back cut, and they're going to get that one on Quentin. So Scott going to go to the line to shoot two. First one is in and good. 65-23. And got the next one to go.
It's a 5-point run for Ethan Scott here in this fourth quarter.
Keyshawn with the basketball. Hagen's got it. Hagen going to get around everybody. Left-hand layup. Got it. 67-24.
That's Hagen's seventh point tonight.
So just man-to-man defense here by the Vikings. Vincent Whitmer going to fall down, but he's going to pick it up, get it off to Keyshawn. Keyshawn over to Jensen. Jensen, Keyshawn. Keegan, layup, no good. Probably got fouled. He's going to pick it up, however. Missed the layup. He was going the other way. I think the ball just kind of slipped out of his hands. Barib going to pick it back and throw it out of bounds. Devin Graber going to check in.
Devin Graber giving the official high five there. I think he got the wrong guy. He's going to try to give Keegan a high five. He gave the official a high five. So Devin hoping for some good vibes.
Devin's a genuinely nice guy.
Yes,
so
he is. Keegan O'Neill checks out. As Devin Graber comes in, Keegan with a really nice game tonight.
And Pike Central, Austin Holder going to spin in the lane, get one to go off the glass. Jensen going to foul him, and he's going to go to the line looking to complete the three-point play.
All right, his man-to-man has not been real sharp here to open this fourth quarter.
Free throw is good, 67-27.
Number 30, Jaden Guth has checked in for Pike Central. Does not have a shirt tucked in. That's something that one of the officials will probably make him do very shortly here.
Hagen going to get free on a little back screen. 69-27. Pike Central, just a little dribble drive. Holder on the baseline. Shot going to be blocked. He's going to pick it back up. Ball going to be on the floor. Keyshawn going to pick it up. And I think they're going to get a foul on Quentin here.
Yeah, I believe so, too. As Quentin was going to the ground, it looked like he grabbed the arm of Pike Central player.
So Pike on the inbound.
Quentin's fourth foul.
Long three going to be put up. No good. Hagan going to run it down. Get it over to Keyshawn. 4.5 minutes left, all Vikings. Devin's got it. Over to Keyshawn. Devin with it, middle of the lane. Jensen going to set for a three. Got it. 62-27.
That's a good kick out there from Devin Graber. Got the ball in the lane and kicked it right to Jensen. Knocked the three-pointer down. It's Jensen's first basket tonight.
Wild shot put up. No good by Pike. Rebounded by Hagan. Gets it up to Jensen. Jensen. Out to Devin. Devin going to set for three. No good. Hagan going to tap it out of bounds. Quentin going to check out. Hagan going to check out. Jake Wagler in for the first time. And Tyson Knepp also in for the first time. Tyson's had a really good year for the junior varsity coach.
Yeah, he has. Yeah, he has. He has really improved a lot from freshman to sophomore year. He's had a really good year. Excited to see what he can do the next couple of years for Bar Eve.
He's got a text message from Tyler Schulteis. Said he's ending in a 14-hour volleyball coaching day. Another Viking win. And he said, thanks for being on air and online and on time.
Yes. Good job, Tyler. Way to listen in.
Thank you, Schulteis. Coach Schulteis. Keyshawn's got it. Out to Jake. Wonder if Jake will shoot it if he's open. Jensen. Keyshawn going to set for three. Short. Rebounded by Pike Central. It's Colin Craig with the basketball. Ball going to be poked away by Bar Eve. And Vikings going to pick it back up. Jensen. Keyshawn's got it on the left side. Jake. Back to Keyshawn. Jensen. Vikings still running offense here. Devin. Out to Jake. Jensen with it. Keyshawn going to go through the lane. He's going to be fouled and go to the line to shoot two.
Good strong drive by Keyshawn. Just not able to finish it. We get two free throws.
So Keyshawn at the line. Got the first one. 73-27. It was 8-0 Vikings quickly, Coach Ash. And it's never been a game here tonight.
No, it hasn't. Bar Eve's clicking on all cylinders tonight, and it's been an impressive weekend for Bar Eve.
Keyshawn leaves the second one short.
Bar Eve's next game will be at Jasper on Thursday night. Girls sectional week this week as the Lady Vikings will play Friday night at 6 o'clock. They'll play the winner of Vincent Gervais and Washington Catholic. And the boys travel to Jasper on Thursday night for a 6 o'clock JV start. And that should be a really good basketball game.
And Lethko going to be fouled on a drive to the basket. They're going to get that on Jacob Wagler, his first. So Lethko going to go to the line to shoot two. Minute 45 left. Free throw is good. ...73-28 Vikings. careful out there if you are driving home. Already been an announcement from Charles Albert Cavanaugh. Slick surfaces tonight. Pike gets them both to go, 73-29. Tyson Knepp out to Jake. Need to get a pin-down screen for Jake Wagler. Devin Graber going to spin, layup, got it. 75-29.
All right, Devin. We have every Viking in the scoring column except for Jake Wagler so far and Tyson Knepp. So
everybody in the program anyway.
Yeah, that's right. It's a program, you never know.
Long two put up by Pike, no good. Rebounded by Bar even with a minute left. Keyshawn's got it. Over to Jacob Wagler. Devin. Keyshawn's got it. Keyshawn Whitmer. Barib going to move to 15-2 on the year. And Devin fooled Keyshawn there. And went for the back cut when Devin, or when Keyshawn thought Devin was just going to come out in that high and wide motion. So Pike going to get it back. 40 seconds left. Wild shot, no good, but Benson going to go to the line.
Fouls on Devin Graber. It's his first.
75-29, all Vikings tonight. 36.6 seconds left. Benson's free throw is good. As you mentioned, a busy week next week for all Viking Nation. Next free throw going to be no good. Rebounded by Keyshawn. Devin Graber's got it. Over to Jake. We're at 15. Barib is not going to shoot the ball again. And a convincing win for the Vikings here tonight. And that is going to do it. The final on tonight's JJ's Concrete Scoreboard. Barib wins it. 75-30 over Pike Central. Barry moves to 15-2 on the season. And a good double weekend of Viking basketball going to end in another win. Viking JV also a 66-29 victor tonight. So Barry varsity basketball squads undefeated here this weekend. Vikings, varsity, and JV. A good double weekend. 75-30, all Vikings tonight. As we mentioned, Barib moves to 15-2 on the season with the victory here tonight. We're going to take a quick timeout, and when we come back, that's Dave Graber. It's like I've seen a vision from the dead, Aaron Ash.
He's back. He subbed in tonight.
He's got the bag.
Yes.
He's got the black bag of mystical powers.
He's back.
Wow. Unbelievable.
Yep.
So good to see our guy Dave back. Outstanding trainer for years and years and years and years for the Vikings. 75-30, Vikes win it tonight. We'll be back for the postgame show after this timeout.
Why is News 10 the Wabash Valley's most trusted news source every day? We have more reporters in more places, bringing you more of the day's important local news from where you live as it's happening, while also providing you with more in-depth coverage of the day's top story. And when news breaks, we'll provide you with the most dependable coverage live. Just a few reasons why News 10 is leading the way in the Wabash Valley every day. News 10 is a proud supporter of high school athletics and your community.
The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to be a part of Montgomery and Davies County. The Ruiton Club and all its members are proud supporters of the Barrie Vikings. Important dates to remember are always available on the new and improved website. Just visit www.montgomeryruitonclub.com for events at the park, campground information, and dates for the upcoming Turkey Trot Festival. The Montgomery Ruiton Club is proud to back the Barrie Vikings. Sail on, Mighty Vikings, from the members and board of directors of the Montgomery Brewerton Club.
Back at Kavanaugh Court, 75-30. All Vikings tonight, Coach Ash.
We'll start with the scoring for the Pike Central Chargers. They were led by Christian Benson. He had 12 points, 2 3-point field goals, 2 2-point field goals, 2 of 4 from the free throw line. 5 points for Ethan Scott, 1 3-point field goal, 2 of 2 from the line. 5 points for Judah Lethko, 1 3-point field goal, 2 of 2 from the line. Mario Fields, 1 3-point field goal for 3 points. Austin Holder, 3 points, 1 2-point field goal, 1 of 1 from the free throw line. And 2 points for Hayden Kabrick with 1 2-point field goal. For Barrie, they were led by Keegan O'Neill. He had 17 points tonight. He had 7 2-point field goals, 3 of 4 from the free throw line for his 17. Gabe Bladish had 16 points. Gabe had 2 3-point field goals. He had 4 2-point field goals, 2 of 2 from the free throw line for 16 for Gabe, 12 for Bryson Graber. Bryson had 2 3-point field goals, 3 2-point field goals for 12 points. 9 points for Hagen Depp, 1 3-point field goal, 3 2-point field goals for Hagen. Quentin Yoder with 8 points, 2 2-point field goals, 4 of 4 from the free throw line for 8 for Quentin. 4 points for Isaac Wagler, 2 2-point field goals. 3 points for Jensen Whitmer, 1 3-point field goal. 3 points for Austin Ainsco, 1 3-point field goal, 0 of 2 from the free throw line. 2 points for Devin Graber, 1 2-point field goal, and 1 point for Keyshawn Whitmer, who was 1 of 2 from the free throw line. So again, Keegan O'Neill was 17, Gabe Gladish 16, Bryson Graber 12, 9 for Hagen Depp, 8 for Quentin Yoder, 4 for Isaac Wagler, 3 for Jensen Whitmer, 3 for Austin Ainsco, 2 for Devin Graber, and 1 for Keyshawn Whitmer. Add all of that up, Michael, it totals a 75-30 victory. Barrie led 25-9 after 1, 46-13 at the half, 65-19 going into the fourth quarter, and finishes the game off with a 75-30 victory over Pike Central.
My favorite part of the post-game show is the Garrett Bell Five. They're rocking out. A little Sultans of Swing across the way, Aaron Ash.
Oh, they're fantastic.
They are just wonderful.
They do a great job at the girls' basketball games as well.
Our libero's about to take a spill on Media Row, Aaron Ash.
And she's trying to pick trash up. She's trying to do a good deed.
Yeah.
She just about went down.
They're doing it. They've got a nice little system here. They're throwing it all in the first row. Then they're going to sweep it right into a trash can.
Nice.
That's a...
They're intelligent.
That's a good method, Aaron.
Smart kids.
Well, a little hardware to pass out tonight, Aaron. Bill Dobson, Ford Tough Player of the Game. Tell us who you like and tell us why.
We are going to go with, actually, we could go with a lot of different guys, but we're going to go with Keegan O'Neill and Gabe Gladish tonight.
Yep.
They led the way with 17 and 16. Had 2 very good ball games. I thought Keegan established himself in the low post right out of the gate, and just 2 really good. Very good job by both those guys. I might also throw in Bryson Graber had a really good ball game at 12 points. Kept the tempo and the pace at where Barrie wanted it. A lot of guys really contributed tonight. Hagen Depp did a good job off the bench. Quentin Yoder had a good game. And then Isaac Wagler always does Isaac Wagler things. And sometimes they don't show up in the point column, but he always contributes in a lot of ways with leadership and filling up the stat sheet in other ways. So, got to be happy with all of them. We'll stick with Keegan and Gabe for tonight, though.
Well, before we hand it over to Coach Thompson, we've got Dwayne Murphy and Johnny Wagler coming back from Rupp Arena from watching the Jayhawks and the Wildcats tonight. Anything you want to say to any Kansas fans, Coach Ash?
Oh, well, I'm just glad they got to experience Rupp at its finest. And I'm assuming they're Cats fans now on the way home after the big victory tonight, so I'm glad they went down there to support Kentucky basketball.
Dwayne, Johnny, that's how a communist talks, and I think you already know that. So UK with a big win over Kansas. And Bar Eve with a big win. 75-30 over Pike Central Chargers. Joined here on the post game by the coach of the Vikings, Josh Thompson. Coach, not only did we talk in a pregame interview, we talked this morning. We talked in your office off air. And I got to think that for the second night in a row, the guys came out and delivered not only on what you guys wanted with the game plan, just the overall defensive effort that's needed to be a very good basketball team.
Yeah, I think this weekend we definitely picked ourselves up defensively. I still think we can be better. I know we gave up 30 back-to-back nights, and a lot of people that watched us and know what type of intensity we played with on that end of the floor probably think we played pretty good defense, and we did. But, again, I still think we can be better there. I think we can be better offensively. But a pretty good weekend. You know, a weekend where we played a tough blue chip conference game on Friday night, and then you come into a game against a team that's only got a couple wins, and I felt like we were pretty efficient for the most part.
You know, this was a game, you know, I just thought we established our size early and often with Keegan, and I also think our defensive tenacity in that 1-3-1, I just think what we needed to establish in the first minute or two of the game, we really got quickly.
We did, and the thing I like about both games is I thought we got off to good starts, which we hadn't been getting off to good starts, and there's not really one rhyme or reason as to why we hadn't been getting off to good starts, but I really feel like, and I told the kids, that you know, the defensive energy and enthusiasm really propels us when we can score a couple baskets off of our defense and get out and go in transition. That makes our half-court offense so much easier. And, you know, again, I thought Keegan did a pretty good job down there in the post for us tonight. Our guys did a nice job of getting into the ball in the right spots at the right time. And we got a couple things that we worked on a little bit tonight, which was nice in a game like this that we can carry on into next week and get better with.
Yeah, we go to Jasper on Thursday night. Coach Ash, I'm hearing all these balloons popping. It's like a senior prank from 2 years ago.
Well, I thought we had some fireworks in here after the game.
Have you ever heard about the senior prank?
I've never heard about this.
Well, let's talk about this on the post game. two years ago, the senior prank was evidently they snuck in at night and filled up, I'm going to go with 95,000 balloons. The next morning, Barry Principal Jeff Doyle, if I could describe him in one word, unhappy.
Unhappy.
So we had seniors, we had our summer custodians, a lot of the former students who occupy those positions, and we had mounds of scissors, and for a half an hour that morning, all you heard was pop, 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 pop. So we can laugh about it now, at least we can. So anyhow, Thursday night, Jasper, what do we know here in the early going?
Well, you know, they're going to be a physical opponent. They got some size inside with the Englert kid. They got some guys that can score it, both off of ball screen action and off the drive and kick. Last night, they didn't play extremely well offensively against Dubois. But that game at Dubois between Dubois and Jasper is always a grinder. I haven't had a chance to watch it on film. Probably going to go home and take a look at it tomorrow. But, you know, it's never an easy place to play. And it's one that I know our guys are looking forward to. It's a great opportunity to go down there against a good, solid 4A basketball team, and it gets us better going into the term.
Well, Coach, no, you got your family waiting on you. Vikings, double weekend victory here. Congratulations. That's 15-2, and we will catch you on Thursday night in Jasper.
Okay, we just give the Lord all the glory, and thanks for all your coverage, Mike.
All right.
Appreciate it.
Barry basketball coach Josh Thompson, 75-30 tonight, Vikings dominant. Any closing thoughts, Aaron Ash?
Well, that balloon popping just got me all flustered, Mike. I don't know.
We're having flashbacks.
Is Jeff Doyle here?
I hope so. Yeah, he better be getting Tone Loke ready.
I'll tell you right now,
if
he's not here to chaperone that dance and I get thrown in it, he's not going to be on my good list, Michael. Schedule a dance, you can't be pawning that off on people now.
No, especially.
Actually, the dance is for a really good cause. Student council is doing
breast cancer
dance
awareness dance.
Yes,
absolutely.
Doing a good job. We really haven't had a student population that really wanted to put on many dances here the last few years, and we had a student council group that wanted to get one going, and
I hope they have a good turnout tonight and have a lot of fun.
Yeah, certainly do. So everybody be careful out there. Big thanks to Cannon Shake back at the station, keeping us on air, online, and on time. For my partner and my friend, Aaron Ash, I'm Mike DeCourcy. Vikings win it tonight over Pike Central, 75-30. God bless and go Vikings. Good night, everybody.
Bar Reeve. Vikings. This concludes coverage of Bar Reeve Sports on 4-Star Country, The General, 95.9 FM, The New 101.3 FM, 1580 AM WAMW Washington, and worldwide from WAMWAMFM.com. Coverage of this sports broadcast sponsored by the A&R Home Center, Bill Dobson Ford, the Blake and Wagler Funeral Home, Chuckles, German American Investments, Helena Agra Enterprises, JJ's Concrete and Construction, Montgomery Medical, the Montgomery Ruritan Club, the Odin Pharmacy and Prescription Shop, RTC Communications, the Stop and See, Thompson Insurance, the Washington Chrysler Center, Washington Edward Jones Advisors, Landmark Surveying, Swartzentruber Brown Law Office in Washington and Odin, and WTHI-TV. Be sure to visit the sports broadcast page from WAMWAMFM.com to download a digital copy of this game. The General now returns to playing your favorite country music.